With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Poet William Packard has taught at writers' conferences throughout the country and raises serious questions about their value in a novel called Saturday Night at San Marcos. The book is a dark comedy set at a writers' conference at a seedy hotel in California. Its narrator is a novelist with writer's block who tries to teach the craft to hopelessly inept and untalented amateurs. William Packard notes that his narrator tries to describe to his students what cannot be taught.
The long pull, the courage that it takes, the loneliness. Not only can you not teach them, but even if you could teach them, you'd scare everyone away.
William Packard's narrator continues to teach even though he has lost faith that writing can be taught.
I would hope that this is not just seen as a spoofy, sexy, funny satire. I mean it in deadly earnest. For me, it's a very strong metaphor.
William Packard denies he, too, has lost the faith, and indeed has signed to teach at even more writing conferences over the coming year. But
teaching has been a profession that writers have used to earn their living, sometimes with disastrous results.
In terms of their own work, and if the truth be told,
for every one talented student that you have, you've got 99 that, quite frankly, are never going to go anywhere. Now that sounds really terrible.
William Packard, who is also editor of the poetry magazine New York Quarterly, has written an irreverent satire of writers' conferences and Saturday Night at San Marcos, published by Thunder's Mouth Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Like most magazines of poetry and scholarly journals, the New York Quarterly has had its share of economic woes. New York Quarterly was founded by William Packard in 1969 and became known for its in-depth interviews with well-known poets. But as Packard notes, disaster struck the publication.
It went under in 1980-81, just for total lack of money. I thought that was it. I thought that was the end of it. I'd given 10 years of my life to doing it.
But the University of Maine came to the rescue and picked up the publishing cost, and the New York Quarterly renewed publication in 1985.
I'm trying very hard to get the quality of poetry higher than it was before, and I'm trying to have some fun with the editorials. I'm trying to, as long as we're independent, one of the few independents now going, I don't have any restrictions on me. I can call the shots the way I see them.
One recent editorial, for example, was about the nuclear buildup and its effect on poets. William Packard is not only a poet, but a novelist. His satire on writers' conferences, Saturday Night at San Marcos, published by Thunder's Mouth Press, has a bizarre non-stop writing style with no commas, the sentences connected by the word and.
Whether it's successful or not, I don't know, and my vanity doesn't ride or fall with whether this book works or the next one works.
Despite the economic problems and the frequent lack of recognition, William Packard believes that being a writer is an evangelistic experience. Like the priesthood.
It's a very noble calling. It's a very beautiful thing to do with one's life.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.